long time no see. I actually have found one speaking prompt on Pinterest that I'd like to do to use it as a practice. And the title of it is Talk for 1 minute about traveling. Well, actually, it's impossible for me to talk 1 minute about traveling. I mean, only 1 minute. It's just impossible because there are lots of questions here that I need to answer, and my speaking is not that fluent. It's not that flawless. I need to do that space with things. So yeah, probably it would take more than 3 minutes even. Okay, so there are lots of questions here, and I probably want to take a style of telling you a story, not answering questions. Okay, let's get started. I haven't visited any other countries other than the country that I lived in today, that I live in until today, which is Indonesia. Although I want to visit neighboring countries, just like Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, and things. But yeah, there I do not have a lot of opportunity, and you know, the things related to financial things, I don't really have that much to spare for traveling. But I kind of dream to do a vacation to another country that is not tropical. You know, like Australia. In Australia, it's not, I don't know, is it subtropical? Or I don't think it is tropical. Yeah, but I really hope that I will go to a country which it has 4 seasons, the complete seasons, the spring, summer, autumn, and winter, and I really want to experience all of those seasons at that time for me there, at the time me being there. And my dream vacation is not something that just like in a fling. I mean, I don't want it to be short, just staying there in a short term, but I want it to be a bit longer so that I can immerse to the culture and the way of living and to the customs that has been there for a long time, that makes their identity, that country's identity. Although I want to go to countries, like almost all countries in the world, you know, I want to visit, yeah, I don't really want to share it. Yeah, although I want to visit almost all of the countries in the world, there are some countries that I won't visit, although I am being paid, although I'm paid to do that. Well, that country is actually, well, the name of the country is started with the letter T. I don't want to go there because I heard some kind of story and stereotypes that people are, you know, being really flamboyant and extravagant, and you know, those kind of people. I don't really like that kind of vibes. You know, my most favorite country is Scotland, and yeah, just some rural area of the United Kingdom, as well as Switzerland. You know, those places are really famous, really well known for their landscapes and old buildings and old culture that, you know, the culture, the ancient culture that has been there for a long time and really, really interesting to explore. I really want to visit those countries, that kind of country, you know? And this letter T country, well, I don't know whether, I don't really know the culture. Maybe I need to dig deep into the culture and the literature talking about the culture to know more about it, but so far I'm not really interested in visiting it. So yeah, although I'm being paid, I don't really want to go there. Well, actually there are other reasons, but it's impossible to share it here because it is going public and I don't want public to feel offended by my speaking, by my speech. So yeah. Okay, so if I go on a holiday or on a vacation, I think I'm going to take five most important things. First one is my phone, of course. The second one is my iPad, because I cannot really do anything without well, I can do things without these gadgets, but I really need it because I really like drawing and paintings, do digital paintings, and I feel it's just impossible to go somewhere without it, because I would love to draw something that is in front of my eye. Well, actually I can do paper and pencil, but I really like digital things more, you know, digital versions more. Okay, those are two things. The third thing is, oh, by the way, what I mean by phone and iPad, it takes the chargers too, you know, the chargers. I really need the chargers to make these two gadgets keep, can be usable. So other than those two things, I would need a bottle of water. just a tumbler. And then what else? Let me see around me. Can I use something here? Oh, I know. It is a hot ink cream. That is really, really important thing that should be brought with me. It is something that can relieve your pain and splinters, and you know, like if you feel pain on your legs, in your legs and in your muscles and things, it can be relieved by swiping the gel or the cream to the surface of your skin. Okay, so yeah, I'm a person who often feel the pain because of I don't know, because of something that I do, my muscle just feel hurt, so I really need that thing to go with me, because that is my go-to medicine. It is included into my first med kit. Okay. I think about traveling, the best way to travel is going by car. Although I do not have a car just in time, because yeah, I'm a newlywed and I do not have a car just yet. I just prioritize to buy a house first, and then a car maybe later on. I can buy that, well, hopefully. Okay. But I really like going by a car. But if not, well, I do have a car, but it can be used. I mean, the car is too old and there's some kind of error in it, so we need to fix it first. But in time, I cannot really use it, you know. We can't use it. So maybe in the future we would, I don't know, sell and buy a new one, and I don't know. We still don't have any plan for that car. But other than car, I really like traveling by motorcycle, because it just feels really mesmerizing when you feel the wind sweeping your forehead and your face, and then your hand. Well, it's also based on where you're going as well, actually. If you're going to somewhere that is not crowded, then it is possible to do that freely and happily. I mean, you're doing that wind sweeping things. But if you're going to a place that is so crowded when on the process you're going there, I mean, the trip is you're going into a lot of traffic jam, then it wouldn't be really fun, because you will stuck in the road for a long time, and your skin is being burnt by the sun if you're traveling by the day, so it's not really fun. Well, yeah, so my answer is that it is just according to it depends on your destination and the way that it takes to your destination. Okay, so I think my town is quite a good one, and part of the top 10 city to go when you're on holiday in my country. And that is because it is quite cold here. Well, it's not cold, but it's really more refreshing than other countries that's so scorching hot and you're going to be boiled or baked there. But in my town, it's not that hot. It's kind of more refreshing, and you can breathe fresh air, and at night it could be colder. But yeah, it's not cold like you feel when you're in winter. But yeah, it's better than other. I mean, the air is just way better than other towns around Indonesia. And there are lots of landscapes and tourism destination here in my town. It usually includes water park and also natural destinations, just like the mountains, and then a swimming pool by the sea, or swimming pool on the hills and things, just interesting places like that. It's completely feasible here, and you can go anywhere you want. Like, what did I say? Nah, forget about that. Okay. So, talk about the pros and cons of traveling. Okay, talk about the pros and cons of traveling. One pro that I think about traveling is that it can broaden your view and your experience about a culture that you're culture in that place that you're going to. It can enrich your knowledge about a culture, about how to travel safely, how to travel effectively, something like that. And one con about traveling is that it costs money actually and time. Although maybe if you have time you have no problem with it, but if you don't have money then you cannot go anywhere. I mean here, I'm talking about here in my town or in my country, because yeah, almost all destination tourism objects are costly. not costly, but it takes you to a specific cost that usually it's a bit pricey sometimes, but some other things are not pricey at all. But well, you still need some finance management, some finance to deal with it. Just in short, you just need money to go anywhere, right? Yeah, that's the point. And then about the accommodation that I would like to stay in is that an accommodation that is clean, and I prefer it to be the one that's not that pricey. I don't feel like luxury is one aspect that I consider, but I really hope that cleanliness is one of the first thing that I consider, not luxury. But if it's luxurious enough, then why not, right? I feel like I'm rambling nowhere. Okay. The most beautiful place I've ever been to is a quiet place in the southern of my town, and that is a coastal area that I go to. I went there a few times already, and it always takes like 2.5 hours or maybe 3 hours to go there. Then, you know, it's not really a short time going there itself. But when you get there, the breeze and the sound of the sea, of the sound of the waves, it's really, really soothing and serene. So that I can feel the peace in my mind, the peace in my head, the peace in my heart. So yeah, it just can refresh my this head, just can refresh my mind. And so that place, I think it, let's just call it coastal area, you know, because every single beach that I visited there is very beautiful. So let's say every beach there, let's just say it's the coastal area. I really love that. Okay, I think that's all for the coastal area. And about the souvenirs that I usually buy, well, I don't really buy any souvenirs because I simply have no one to give that to. Probably just my sister, but she, you know, she's so small. She's a small little girl, so I don't think she would need that. And the souvenirs is not really, it's not really usual to be seen in the coastal area, although lots of people are selling something, but it's mostly food and drink and beverages. I just haven't seen a person selling souvenirs there. I don't think that's a choice for me. Okay, I think that is all. It actually takes almost 20 minutes. I think that is all for the practice today. I hope you enjoy it if you listen to it, but I don't really recommend you to listen to this episode because This is only an exercise. This is only a practice. You don't need to hear that. This is supposed to be heard only for me. But I posted it. Yeah, that's quite an irony. That's quite a paradox. Yeah. Bye-bye.